Today's Radio Rookie story is from 18-year-old Sunny Huang. She was born in Maryland but moved to Korea as a child. Many people come to the United States with hopes for a new future. Sunny came here 3 years ago in search of her past.
Hi, I'm Sunny. Sometimes I wish my life were just a dream. And when I woke up, I would find myself in a small town in Maryland. I was born there, and I lived there as a child. I was so happy. I had everything. Mom, Dad, brother, our house, dog, playground. That's the tale of my family. I'm the breath screaming in the background. I was 4, just around the time my dad found out he had cancer. He wanted to record himself singing before he got sick, to see how his voice changed with the cancer. My dad died before I was 6. A few months later, my mom died of cancer too. Now, I live by myself, in the attic apartment of someone else's house. Some people think living alone is comfortable, but it's not. There's no one to tell I'm home. There's no one to talk to. Sometimes I spend time with my friend Jerry. We play Game Boy at home. He's never serious.
What do you think that my mom and dad looked like when they were alive?
I think your dad was fat, and I heard your mom was really ugly.
I remember my dad in his coffin. My younger brother, Robert, said, "Daddy, why are you lying down there?" I laughed at that. I remember that my father made everything. He made a playground for us and a swing. He was a scientist for NASA. My aunt John, who lives near me in Flushing, says my dad could do almost anything.
Maybe that's why he died so early. He had to die early because he was too good at everything.
My parents kept diaries when they were sick. My mom's sister gave me hers. I keep it in a box with my photo albums. This is what she wrote right after my dad died. Sunny is checking up on me. What are you thinking? Are you sad? I'm not sad because you are here with me. She makes me cry, but she never cries. My mom wrote that I asked her, should we stab ourselves to death so we can see our dad? But I also told her not to be sad and that we could live without him. That made her cry. After she died, my brother and I moved to Korea to live with my uncle.
As much as the rest of your family can take care of you, you can still be lonely because a mother and father's love is special.
When my aunt came to Korea to see us, she found some pictures of my family in my grandmother's closet. I was so confused. I had never seen those pictures before. Why did my grandmother hide them away from us?
This is my favorite.
When I saw those pictures, I saw the happiest moments of my life.
My dad and I are kissing.
Your uncle said to me that Sunny's not studying well in Korea, so if we send her quickly to the United States, she might study harder and be okay.
I told my aunt that I wanted to come live here. I thought it would be like living in those pictures. But when I moved here, I came home late. I smoked, and I didn't listen to my aunt. I dropped out of school. We fought, and I moved out. I go to bed at around 6 o'clock in the morning. I sleep through my GED classes. I miss the daytime. It's the everyday things that get really hard when you're living alone. Sometimes when I feel lonely, I call my brother in Korea.
Hello?
Why did you take so long to answer?
I was just about to eat.
With who?
Alone.
Alone? Oh, you know how to cook for yourself?
When I lived in Korea, my brother couldn't even find the food by himself. I guess now he manages without me and without my parents.
Are there times when you miss mom and dad?
Sometimes I wish they were here. When I see other kids, on rainy days, when parents come pick up their kids with umbrellas and give them rides to places, that's what I think about mom and dad.
My brother and I don't usually talk about our parents. Instead, we talk about toys we had in Maryland. We would open the door to the closet, and toys would fall out all over. When I lived in Maryland, my family liked to watch The Sound of Music. When I watch it, I feel like I'm with my family. But when people try to talk to me about my family, I have no feelings. I tried talking to a counselor for this story, but I just felt embarrassed. In the last pages of my mother's diary, she wrote about my brother and me. Sonny and Robert checking on me once in a while. Keep saying, I love you so much. Sonny and Robert will be sad very much for a while. Then we'll be all right. When I was a child, I didn't worry about a future without parents. I thought I would be all right, but I think I'm not all right. I used to want to be a NASA scientist, like my father. Now I just want to pass my GED and go to college. I want to go to Maryland and live in my own house with my family. I want to wake up from this dream of my life and be happy like in those pictures. But I don't know how to get there. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Sunny Huang.